Welcome to Glamorous Trash. This is a celebrity memoir podcast where we dig into all of the glamour and all of the trash. If you've ever referenced Mariah Carey in therapy, then this is probably the podcast for you. I'm your host, Chelsea Devantes. I'm a TV writer, comedian, and filmmaker, and sometimes I'm in stuff too. And this week, we are reading Brandy Glanville's memoir. Now, you may know Brandy from her tenure on The Housewives. She is a real housewife of Beverly Hills. She got kicked off. She's been on girls' trips. She's been on spinoffs. She's kind of just been a figure in the media and on social media, as we will find out. And Brandy Glanville is not to be confused with the famed clothing brand called Brandy Melville, though they have some similarities in that they're both kind of shady and scammy. Now, the clothing line Brandy Melville just came out with a documentary last year, and the documentary is scathing. They are doing horrible things with their clothing, so check it out if you've ever shopped there. But we are not talking about Brandy Melville. We are talking about Brandy Glanville. So in addition to being famous for being a housewife on Beverly Hills, she was also married to Eddie Cibrian, who cheated on her with Leanne Rimes, which is the majority of the story in this book. And her book is titled Tweeting and Drinking. And you know, there's just nothing like a book about Twitter. Just what a time, what a time capsule. It was published in 2013. And there is also a trigger warning in this episode for sexual assault and rape. So always take care when listening and let's dive in.
Brandy wasn't going to let Pride Month end without celebrating in her own special way. Watch.
What made you think the lady was a lesbian?
Her eyebrows.
Generally, I can tell if someone's a lesbian by her eyebrows. I will tell you when I see them. It's different for everyone.
Okay, to test Brandy's theory on lesbian visibility tonight, we're playing a round of Are These Lesbian Eyebrows?
Our guests today are Soojin Park and Kulap Vilaysek. Soojin Park is a veteran journalist with more than 25 years of experience. She is best known for being the first Asian American reporter for MTV News. Kulap is a Lao American comedic writer, director, actor, producer, and podcaster. She created and directed and was the showrunner of Bajillion Dollar Properties. Kulap was also the showrunner of NBC's A Legendary Christmas with John and Chrissy, which I got to go on set for. So many memories. Together, they host the award-winning weekly comedy podcast, Add to Cart, an amazing podcast. It is about the things we buy, the things we buy into, and what it says about who we are. And all I ever want in life is for someone with really good taste to tell me what to buy, and that is your podcast. So hi, you guys. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so glad you started with the Melville Glanville thing, because that is 100% what happened to me. I had conflated them or simply thought it was about the clothing line. And the first page, I was like, oh, interesting voice. Very interesting voice.
Wait.
Oh, so, huh.
She went on to have a clothing empire. Huh.
HPV. That's from the jeans? Like, I was so confused, Chelsea.
And you were then like, when do we get to her retail experience? When does she start the brand? Oh, I had the opposite. I turned on the documentary, and I was like, okay, great. I guess there's a documentary about Brandy Glanville. I don't know how that happened. And then I was like, when will they get to her? Why are we talking about T-shirts?
And then got sucked into that.
And then got sucked into that.
That's also a whole other story and a different podcast. That's fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. And both of them not good. Both of them, the headline is both are bad. Okay. So Soojin, Kulap and I read Kim Cattrall's sex book on an earlier podcast episode, okay, maybe like 3 years ago on this podcast.
Okay.
And for this return, I said, let's get a real book in our hands. And I do think that if we went from Kim Cattrall's sex book to Brandy Glanville's memoir in four more episodes, we might be at a real book. What do you think?
Yeah, they do feel like companion pieces. I do agree that it's a stutter step. It's a slight, a little.